We could do a sign language episode. Can you hear me? Yes? No. Can't hear you.
Okay.
Wow.
That was a shit show. When you were a stripper, is it like full nude?
It was.
It seems like all the stripping joints can't even show nipple.
That's the route I should have gone, because in San Diego, if it's fully, they can't serve alcohol. The chicks who aren't showing their whole selves were making money because the people were like super drunk.
But you were like, oh no, I gotta show it all.
Why? Because I gotta!
Yeah, and I had to pay for a license.
You have to get a license to take your clothes off.
Yeah, the certification was really difficult.
Like open book test?
You have to give the mayor a lap dance. You pay them $700, and then you have to go to like the police station and give them their fingerprints, which is weird because I worked with a bunch of criminals.
Is it common that strippers are breaking into people's houses?
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of prowler broke in and attacked Mrs. Peenman.
There were girls there that had prior offenses.
I had to get fingerprinted when I went to...
When you got on the registered sex offender list?
I got my real estate license. Why the fuck would I break into a house?
There's a little lockbox, but you know the code.
Yeah, exactly. So what was your weirdest stripping experience?
The first time I ever gave a lap dance.
Step right up here! Don't be shy! Nobody likes a bashful leatherhead!
I went to the back and there was no one there. You could watch and learn if there was someone back there, but there was no one. I was just like,
we have a giraffe. There you go, son. I got out of here. You're bothering.
The song was over and I was like, yes, that'll be $20. Wait, you're not going to dance? And I was like,
I guess not.
So, you know, my mom, she was a stripper. That's why I'm into you, you know,
because you're into your mom.
Yeah, exactly. How long were you a stripper for?
6 months.
That's a pretty long time.
I mean, it took me 3 months to figure out how to do it.
Did you have just one dance that you did all the time, or did you mix it up?
No, it was like a freestyle. And then there was times where I would try like new moves. Didn't work out. I also didn't give a shit, but there were chicks laughing their asses off.
I just imagine you like flailing around.
I learned how to twerk and everything. I'm not doing a live dance for you. I'm retired.
I'll give you my commentary. That's why it's going to be free. It's not like I'm going to pay you.
I'm retired from doing things for free as well.
Your hair looks nice today.
Thank you. I got a Brazilian blowjob. You're always complimenting me. My teeth, my hair.
Thank you very much.
Am I? I've never noticed. I've got to stop. I'm usually really mean to people.
It's different.
I got in a Facebook argument. One of my friends posted an anti-fat shaming because they're fat. Here was the status he posted. You're only concerned about the health of a fat person because you deem them unattractive and inconvenient to look at. Stop treating people like they aren't people. So I said,
fat people are people?
News to me. Yeah. So I said,
I was a fat kid.
Yeah, I could see it.
I have fat kid tendencies.
You got plump cheeks, chipmunk cheeks.
Is that a good thing?
I'm impartial. So anyways, I commented, not exactly. Some of us also have kids, and the culture of your body is perfect the way it is pretty dangerous when childhood obesity has been a major problem for years, and the leading cause of death in America is heart disease.
Attention, if you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma.
But you're right. They're also gross to look at, mainly the women, though. And that warranted 48 comments.
That is inspiring. It makes me want to go talk shit on Facebook.
It's a classic.
How many times have I been on this podcast for free?
I should charge you. You're getting clout from me.
I don't think so. My last episode had 30 downloads.
Was I on it?
No, no one was on it. It was a solo episode.
Oh, I think I listened to it. No, it was funny. I took notes so I could talk to you about this.
Okay, let's hear them.
No, I need my glasses.
Boy, you are getting old. You have reading glasses?
I've worn reading glasses since I was 3.
You were able to read at 3? That's actually impressive.
I needed glasses to see.
You said reading glasses specifically, so.
Because I have old people vision and I've always had it, and it's only going to get worse.
I had bifocals as a 12-year-old, but then I just decided.
I've seen enough. You were talking about this person's addicted to jumping. Jump! I can't make it down. Compensate by rolling around on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
If I were you with my editing skills, I would have incorporated the song by House of Pain, Jump Around.
I'm just not a copyright guy.
Yeah, well, I am. They can't get mad at you because you're promoting their shit. What about TikTok? They use everyone's stuff and they get away with it.
Well, nobody makes money from TikTok, not directly.
There's a creator fund, apparently, and I'm trying to figure out how to get into it because I have 2 TikTok videos now and it's important that I get in there.
Are you on the list? No. But I believe my friends are. Perhaps you know them. Franklin, Grant, and Jackson.
Yeah, how many views on each video?
My shit gets more views on Instagram.
I've been posting reels.
The formatting thing, you know, I'm just not young and...
You shoot the video and then you edit it and then you upload it to...
YouTube's not cool anymore. I just hopped on board with YouTube. What the fuck? I'm just years behind. So let me see how many views mine has gotten. Probably not enough. 195 on one and 175 on one. TikTok doesn't want to show my shit to people.
Yeah, I know. I've been getting pretty decent on Instagram. I did a really good one the other day. Here's my impression of a guy named Steve. Hey, guys, I'm Steve.
Pedophile. Just kidding.
But not, though.
I don't know.
A lot of alleged.
Well, innocent until proven. I don't know how that works anymore with cancel culture.
I've been listening to this rap artist. He had a good song about getting canceled.
You can't get canceled if you were never signed.
That's what his whole point was. I don't got a label. Fucking cancel me.
Same with my sound bites. I don't have sponsors or anything to lose.
Somebody stop me!
Sue me.
I could lose like my day job. Well, people don't realize if I lost my day job because of a joke I made, that would be like the greatest accomplishment in my life.
You'd be like me.
That would take me straight to the top.
I'm surprised that I did not get into... I don't know how to put together a fucking open mic thing. You just do it, I know, but like it's hard.
From a writing perspective.
Yeah, like what do I lead with? I can't lead with I'm insecure because my dad never touched me.
You're a girl, so you can really get away with anything.
Now, like Napoleon, I will divide and conquer.
Except for everything that I say.
The way I always jump into it, what's up, guys? They say comedy is supposed to be open and honest. So I'm going to do a little bit of that tonight. And then all of the women there show me their boobs. And then I get a million. Oh, I got excited for
it.
A second.
You missed.
I saw the elbows, but
well, that's what happens. When
that's
you
all it was.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all it was. You didn't do it for real.
No.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
But I don't like wearing bras. I don't think they're comfortable. And I don't know if people are noticing. Like sometimes people will come up to me and they'll be like, I like your shirt. And I don't know if that's because they like my nipples or not, you know?
It's slang for I like your nipples.
Dude, it's a Bob Marley shirt with a bunch of holes in it.
So that's the other thing about an open mic is that you could go in there and then you could just start with a joke like that and you'd be fine.
Is that a good one to open with?
Sure.
When can I get into the good jokes?
Open mics, you only generally get 3 to 5 minutes. So if you're like me, I get up there and I just shoot them off as fast as I can.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It said the meeting has been upgraded by the host. Now we have unlimited minutes.
That would be me, the hostess with the mostest.
I didn't realize the EBT could cover Zoom as well.
9 divided by the gross national product. Fortunately, funeral bouquets are deductible.
Yeah, it's weird too, because when I'm scheduling meetings, it'll be like, you have a 40-minute max. Bitch, if the meeting goes over, it's It's OT, baby.
I thought if it was just a one-on-one, you got unlimited minutes.
Well, it won't let me book reservations for more than 40 minutes.
Interesting.
But it'll let me record for more than 40 minutes. Zoom is a difficult interface to work with.
The problems today were all me.
Well, yeah. Most of the time, it's me.
But you're just a woman and old, so I wouldn't expect you to get this tech stuff.
You know, these kids these days with their TikToks.
Yeah, you're not savvy like me.
I remember when they had AOL.
The first time I showed my penis was on AOL.
You've got mail.
Do you remember AOL Instant Messenger?
Yeah, AIM.
Okay. I went through my high school yearbook recently. There was a lot of hit me up over summer. Do you think that they meant this summer? They didn't specify. I'm going to hit them up on AIM.
The only yearbook I have is my eighth grade yearbook.
Because you were too poor to get one?
Pretty much, yeah. And so I have a lot of like hags. Have a great summer.
Yeah, I have a lot of hags too.
I went to a black school, so it was a lot of you're crazy white boy.
Wait, they have black schools?
Yeah.
Are they called like BET schools?
They're usually like Martin Luther King Jr. High School. I find it really ironic. It was a black school and it was called Washington Lee High School. Like, how the fuck are you going to name a black school after two slave owners?
Washington, couldn't that be like Denzel Washington?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they were talking about Denzel Washington.
All of the ghetto streets have state names.
But same thing with Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's a bad street. Yeah, like my mom booked an Airbnb on that street. You chose the worst street to book an Airbnb on. I'm also trying to figure out how come the south side is always the bad part of town? Do property developers just go, of course we're going to put the fucking Whole Foods over there.
No, west side, that's a gang sign. Am I doing it right?
A west side gang is like a...
It's like a beach gang.
They're called west side because they're singing West Side Story.
Bloods, I think, are west side.
It's just all, I like the color red, I like the color blue.
Oh, you think it's like a sports thing? I like the red otter pop.
So I have never heard this term otter pop until 30 minutes ago when I read it on a Facebook post.
Hold on, sugar! Daddy's got a sweet tooth tonight!
We just call them popsicles.
It's a popsicle that's inside of a plastic thing.
Yeah, it's a popsicle. What makes it an otter pop? Is that a brand name?
Yeah, there's a plastic thing that they put.
No, I know what it is, but wait, but like
a popsicle is on a stick. Popsicle. Oh,
you know what? You got me there. Mm-hmm. We also just call them icy pops or freezer pops.
There might be some knockoff brands for poor people. Okay, so there's an order of operations, which is the order of otter pops that you consume. There's colors that you, and I'm not, this is no racism here.
Why are you mansplaining popsicles to me?
I want to know your order of operations.
Blue.
Then.
Number one.
All right.
Hold on, because I know blue is the first one, and I know yellow is the last one.
There's no yellow.
There is yellow. Banana.
Not a yellow otter pop.
That's your cue, because I don't have a Google whatever.
Hey, Google, what color otter pops are there?
On the website insider.com, they say, otter pops, known for their vibrant pops of blue, red, orange, and green, are now colorless.
Ooh.
Ooh, colorless.
So we're both wrong because
no,
they don't have
they're
any
not colorless
colors.
Now, is this because of like racism?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
But colorless, wouldn't that be white?
Actually, technically,
okay,
it would be black.
There's no yellow is the bottom line here.
If it was colorless, it would be black because black is the absence of color.
I thought white was.
No, white is all of the colors combined.
Mm. But there is no yellow.
So what did he say? Blue, red, green, and what?
He sent me a text message that says, otter pops are now brown thanks to the company's decision to ditch artificial flavoring. But it said before that, blue, red, orange, and green.
Blue, red, green, and orange.
But there was a purple.
If there was a purple, there was a yellow.
No, there was a purple, and I will find it.
All orange popsicles or anything. Yeah, anything orange flavored just tastes like kids' medicine.
Otter pops are called freezer pops as well. So it's a diet that's really specific to otters.
It's a diet like otters only eat ice pops.
They only eat otter pops, not ice pops.
They only eat freezer pops.
Meet the otters. Ooh, we're going to meet them right now.
Yeah, I love that movie with Ben Stiller and Kate Hudson, Meet the Otters.
Whoa, they have a lot of flavors that I've never seen. Okay, they have
wow. soy sauce,
blue raspberry. So that's your number one. They have Alexander the Grape.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Major Mango.
So stupid. Poncho retarded.
Punch. There's a little racism there. Anita Fruit Punch.
I'll punch you. Do you like it rough?
Strawberry Shortcake. DJ Tropicool. Oh, there is a yellow.
Bitchin' Banana. Big Butt Tropical Banana.
Little Orphan Orange.
Little Orphan Orange. This poor orange. Look, we've been talking shit about this orange popsicle. Come to find out his fucking parents are dead.
That's probably why no one wants the orange.
Yeah, true. Because it's like one of those teenage orphans.
Yeah.
It's not like a cute baby.
Cosmic Coconut. I've never had a coconut one either.
Oh, I hate coconut. Well, although I do like pina colada, so I'd probably like the coconut one.
Isaac Lime.
I don't even get that. Why is that one funny? I don't even get that one.
That's why it's funny.
Thomas Edison Grapefruit. This is fucking nonsense.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculous. We should write them. Hey, Pachuco!